Virginia Public Radio is underwritten by the Virginia Education Association. Teaching, learning, leading.
Graduate student Matthew Fernandez is fiddling with a plate reader, a gray cube that allows you to look at the effect of a drug on cell toxicity. It allows him to make different formulations to mimic other drugs and then implement them in new drugs.
It will look at the brightness. So if the cell, the more living cells are, the brighter the intensity will be.
Fernandez isn't part of the new program at VCU, but those who are interested in helping make medicines and Virginia's fledgling pharmaceutical businesses will be tasked with similar tests once the school's new pharmaceutical science degree opens this fall.
So there's really a strong need to think differently about how we manufacture medications, and the Commonwealth in particular is going to be the epicenter, I believe, for manufacturing, not just for the state, but for the country.
That's VCU School of Pharmacy Dean Casey Abona. He said the new program will be the first of its kind for a public college in Virginia, and he, along with Professor Sandro DeRocha, hope it will meet the skyrocketing demand for new employees. And DeRocha hopes he'll be able to apply innovative techniques, like nanomedicines, he's helped develop in the wake of COVID-era mRNA vaccine development.
We'll be able to also prepare students for what's coming, not what's there today only.
The new Bachelor of Science and Pharmaceutical Sciences degree opens this fall, with applications being accepted now. In Richmond, I'm Brad Kuttner.